Culture Shock with Fionn Davenport on News Talk 106 to 108.
Scanning the tail along, 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 along. Stretulela, stretulela. Ados de Kela. Namortella. Nu spantan coro su, cosu, cosu, cosu. Zuculila, zuculila. Pesta varela. Sharupatella. Dabana veye. Dodrigo cridama. A dozen of a key, Gistanko Kienera. Scarina tell, say in share, Oshinamar, Sharkamela, Tromovela, Porto Mokela, Shagoratella, Keras Namarata. Nel pittora che chiede cabrabala forestiera e porto bieto nodro ricora ai santa che manci stupensiero. Say and share, Oshinamar, Oshakamela, Tromovela, Porto Mokela, Shagaratella, Porto Mokela, Shagaratella, Porto Mokela. Shagaratella.
Right, welcome back to Culture Shock, and that was a piece of music taken from Wonderland Productions' La Locandiera, performed by Damien O'Donnell. With a reputation for site-specific performances, Wonderland Productions have transformed the Porthouse Tapas Bar here in Dublin into 18th century Florence for their production of Carlo Goldoni's classic Italian comedy La Locandiera, which I think translates as The Innkeeper. And now I'm joined by some of the actors and the director, Alice Coughlan, director and translator, also Claire Jenkins, Conley Heron, and here's also Damien O'Donnell and Mal White. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Alice, I'll start with you. Talk to me a little bit about the play. It's not really been done in Ireland. I mean, Goldoni wouldn't be known to Irish audiences at all, would he?
No, it hasn't actually been done. The last person to do it in a big way was the Abbey Theatre under Lady Gregory in the 1920s,
I believe. Oh, really? That's gone back.
And I believe there was a tour by Galaglass in the early 90s, which was a huge hit with Irish audiences. Whereas Goldoni would be done endlessly all over the mainland Europe, sort of almost every day. Here in Ireland, he's very rarely done. Yeah, I mean, this play I actually encountered because I was a student of Italian in Italy, studying Italian literature, and it was also on my syllabus, and I read it, and I thought it was the most fantastic play, and it made me laugh so much, and I wanted to do it.
And it's, I suppose it goes down, 18th century Italian comedy might seem slightly at odds with 21st century Irish comedy, but not really. I mean, it's, you know, these things are immutable. They translate well into a new century, don't they?
I think they do. I mean, it's a very, very modern play for its time because it's a very feminist play in some ways, because the character of Mirandolina, she's an innkeeper and she wants to get power over men. And so she sets about making all her guests fall in love with her. And through this, she's able to control everyone and everything. And this was, of course, a period where women had very little power. And so the one way they had to control men was through sex, basically, and their charms.
Yeah.
And so that was a really quite a shocking concept when the play came out in 1753, because it was the very first time that a servant character had ever been a leading lady in the Italian theatre. And the other theme of the play is the battle of the sexes. And the idea is that there is a misogynist character who in our production is the Ulster Gentleman, who Connolly plays. And she needs to get him to fall in love with her. So she needs to control not just most men, she needs to control all men.
Ah, I see.
And we see every night when we're doing the show, men watching Mirandolina thinking, I know you, I know what you do with men. Oh, yeah. This has happened to me with a woman. This is what they do. And and women are behind Mirandolina going, go girl, that's exactly where you need them and where you want them.
Well,
so it's very universal stuff.
Claire Jenkins, you're Mirandolina, this feisty, sexy broad. And I presume you must bring a lot of the contemporary Irish woman to the part.
Absolutely. I think that's because she's in danger of probably being a bit dislikable in terms of how she acts and how kind of self-obsessed she is. But what she has on her side is that she's on the side of most women. She's fighting on the side of a woman. She's an independent woman. She wants to control her own destiny. And it's immense fun to play as well. And
Conaly Haran, you must have a challenge here, because on the one hand, you play a misogynist.
That's not a challenge.
Okay, fair enough. But here's the challenge. Your misogyny has to coexist along with falling gently for Mirandolina's charms.
Yeah, that is a challenge. That's kind of what attracted me to the part, I suppose, because you don't really get to do a challenge like that normally. You know, it's quite a straightforward kind of piece. So, Mirandolina's so charming, I suppose, that that's what wins me over in the end.
Wonderland are well known for their site-specific performances. Now, I ask this question generally to a lot of theatre companies working in Dublin. Is site-specific theatre, is it a very positive response to what I would consider a frankly negative situation, in that there isn't an awful lot of good traditional theatre space in Dublin?
Exactly how we've ended up doing it, yeah. I wish we could say it was for artistic reasons. It becomes an artistic choice, of course.
Yeah.
But for young companies like us, we're nearly 6 years old. There's very little access to large spaces where we can do our shows and huge queues for them, and very, very high overheads charged by theatres. And so for us, doing site-specific is an affordable way of putting on a show.
This play, just to remind listeners again, La Luca Andiera runs to the 29th of March, if I'm not mistaken, every night, 8 p.m. Now, this is actually great. Tickets go in price from $29.95 to $39.95, which might seem like an awful lot for theatre, but it includes a three-course meal. Doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, you get six courses of gourmet tapas. Most people can't move after the meal. There's so much food.
And wine.
And wine as well is all thrown into the package.
Well, that's actually perfect, because then if the play's called The Innkeeper, La Locandiera, it's set in this inn, so you're actually going to be watching a play whilst eating food in an inn.
Yes, which many Italians say this place feels like you've walked into Venice or Florence, into like an 18th century inn, because it's all candlelit and brick-walled and cosy and lovely.
Okay, Alice, the website is wonderlandtheatre.com, but we're going to hear just a little flavour of the play, so tee us up here.
This is a scene from Act One, where essentially what's happened before the scene is the Ulster gentleman has told Mirandolina that she needs to do better and change her table linen and make her in a clean and a nice and pleasant place to stay. He's literally thrown things at her. So Mirandolina says, okay then, now I'm going to come and charm you in a way you have never been charmed before, and I'm going to make you turn towards loving women. And she goes up to his bedroom with bed linen and decides to change his bed linen into these lovely silky sheets and just totally woo him.
Ooh.
And here are the actors.
Do you have a wife, my lord Illustrissimo?
Heaven keeps me from them. I don't want a woman.
Oh, bravissimo. You must stay as you are always. Women, signore. Oh, basta. It's not for me to speak ill of them.
You're the first woman that I've ever heard speak so.
Oh, I tell you, we lady innkeepers hear and see a lot of things. In verita, we can understand why men have such a fear of our sex.
This one's curious.
With the permission of my lord Illustrissimo.
Must you leave?
Oh, I don't want to be too demanding.
No, you're pleasing me. You're making me have fun.
Oh, look, signore. Look at what I do to the others. I spend a moment or two with them. I am mostly vivacious. I tell them jokes to make them laugh, and so they believe me at once, and then they make sheep eyes at me.
They make sheep eyes because you have nice manners, Mirandolina.
Oh, I thank you so much, Illustrissimo.
And they're all in love.
How foolish to fall suddenly in love with a woman. Oh, subito.
I've never been able to understand this.
Oh, bella fortitude, bella virility.
Weakness, human misery.
Oh, that's a real man speaking. Signor Cavaliere, give me your hand.
My hand?
Favorisca, if you can bring yourself to. Look, they're clean. This is the first time that I have shook the hand of a man who thinks as a man truly should.
No, I'll be off with you. That's quite enough of that.
Oh, Signor Cavaliere, if I was to have shaken the hand of either one of those two uneducated gentlemen, oh, he would have believed that I was tormented by him. He would have been delirious. Hmm. I would not offer them that simple pleasure for all the gold in the world. They don't know how to live. Oh, how blessed am I that Signore lets me speak so freely, without attacks, without malice, without so much ridiculous folly.
What's motivating you?
Because more than your merits, more than your rank, I at least know that with Signore, I can behave freely.
Some devil makes her so strangely extravagant that I don't understand.
And the savage Irish beast slowly moves towards domestication.
Well, if you have something to do, don't stay here for me.
Oh, si, signore. I will attend to my business. That is my love, and that is my pastime. And if signore orders something for his bedroom, I will send one of the male waiters up to him.
Good. And if from time to time you want to serve me in my bedroom too, I shall be delighted to see you.
Oh, signore, I never serve the bedrooms of the foreigners.
Oh.
But I might go up to yours sometime or another.
To mine? Why?
Because, signore, I like you a great deal.
You like me?
I like you because you're not effeminate and because you're not one to fall in love.
No.
May my nose fall off if he has not fallen in love after tomorrow. Good night, signore.
Good night. Now I know what I'm doing with women, with the whole world. For a bit of fun, I might stop with this Italian one sooner than any other. She has an... I don't know what. An extraordinary... Ah, but to fall in love, to lose my freedom. No, there's no danger of that. They're mad. Mad. Those that fall in love with a woman.
That was amazing, guys. Right, we're going to wrap it up here with another piece of music from the play. Now, remember that there are matinee and evening shows of La Locandiera running at the Porthouse Tapas Bar here in Dublin until the 29th of the month, except for Monday the 23rd. But if you want all the details, just go to their website, and it is wonderlandtheatre.com. Take it away, guys.
Di che su sei e che la casa veda non si crea, non si crea. È nato creatura, ni roni, è nato che l'ha fatto, sì signore, camagì. Sei gira, volte, sei, sei, volte, gira, sei. Catto chiama, fate giro, che l'ho fatto, niro niro, niro niro, niro niro, niro niro, come che. Hai anche piscavo, di che su sei, e che la casa veda, non si crea, non si crea. E nato creatura, niro niro, e nato che l'ho fatto, sì signore, come gi. Sei, gira, volte, sei, sei, volte, gira, sei. Gatto chiama, fate giro, che l'ho fatto, niro, 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 come che.
Culture Shock on News Talk 106 to 108.
D is for distinctive. D is for divine. D is for daring. D is for dynamic. This is not just a hotel. This is the four.